This is the Heart of LAFC Podcast, episode 47.
Coming to you directly from sunny Southern California, you are listening to the Heart of LAFC Podcast. And now, here is your host, Jerry Jimenez.
What is up? Welcome to the Heart of LAFC Podcast. My name is Jerry Jimenez, your host, your friend, your insider into the Los Angeles Football Club. Once again, Joseph Sacker joining me for our number 47, episode 47. I don't know how we've gotten this far, Joe. I don't know why people still listen to us, to be honest.
Like, it's pretty crazy, isn't it? Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the show.
You know what it is?
But yeah, it's nuts, man.
No, man.
Maybe it's because we keep winning. That could be it, right?
Yes.
Always a happy podcast, man.
That's what it is. It's good. Yeah. I think I posted about it on Twitter, right? I said, I really like talking about wins.
it makes life so much easier to do. Oh, let's do our analysis. Well, let's see. What luxury should we complain about this week?
Like, you know what I'm noticing, though? That we are going to have some scary things to talk about.
It gets real, doesn't it?
Yeah. We're going to talk about, like, what in the world is going to be our lineup now that there's, our full squad, I guess you can say. Or is it our full squad? Dude,
it's as predictable as this World Cup, man.
Yeah.
Like, we don't know what's going to come out. We think we know, but we don't know, which is nice. And it's good for the players, too, to have that kind of situation where at any game, at any time, you could get replaced.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good problem to have, and that's why we pay Bob the Builder all that money that we do. He's earning his paycheck for sure at this point.
Oh, yeah.
One, he's got to keep egos really happy, which is hard because there's a lot of talent on this team. Two, he's got to keep people producing and got to keep them fresh and can't risk sitting people for too long. I am looking at this lineup going, well, now he can actually match lineups to opponents and use strengths that players have. So it's this is pretty good. It's a pretty good place to be in, and something that's honestly rare in MLS. So, yeah, it's great to have these conversations where we can actually see what they can run with. Because most times with MLS teams, yeah, you know your top 12 and that's about it. Then you know you're going to have a drop off.
Yeah. And talking about conversations, we have been having a lot of conversations on all of our social media. So make sure that you're following us, please. Great segue. Thank you, Joseph. We are on Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook. We're on Twitter, mainly on Twitter and Instagram. But, you know, there's a lot of conversation going on in those two places. So We're going to be talking about that as well as hopefully answering a lot of your guys' questions. You've had some awesome questions. There's some that unfortunately we can't really answer, but we're going to throw them out there anyways.
We'll still try. Yeah, we'll still give it a shot.
We'll do what we can. And, you know, luckily, a lot of the questions are very similar. So hopefully it helps us out when it comes to actually answering these. But again, if you want to join in on the conversation, please join us. We are on Instagram, Snapchat, on Twitter, on Facebook, at Heart of LAFC. Also, make sure that you check out heartoflafc.com if you haven't already. And also, if you have been listening and you love us, and I know that you do because you're here right now, we love you too. Go ahead and head over to iTunes and give us a 5-star review on the air. There's a lot of people that have been going on and actually leaving us some comments. So this is something that I'm going to start doing now. And I'm completely going to blindside Joseph because I didn't tell him that I was going to do this. But not really. He doesn't mind. He doesn't mind at all. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to go to our iTunes page, and I'm going to look at one of our reviews, and I'm going to read it out loud. What we're going to start doing is each week, we're going to have a listener of the week, okay? So if you go over to iTunes, you leave us a message review on there. I'm going to go ahead and read it on the air. We're going to pick the best one each week, and yeah, why not? I mean, you guys need to get shout-outs too, and we really appreciate that you guys are even here, that you listen, and I know it has a lot to do with the fact that, you know, Mr. Joseph Sacker is here with me, and everybody loves Joe. So Let's see here.
How do I even answer that, man?
Honestly, that wasn't a question. That was a statement. You didn't even answer anything.
Well, thank you, sir. Honestly, guys, you make the show. We have a great time doing this. It's natural for us, I got to say. Jerry's Jerry, guys. I mean, it's
I am me.
He carries us. Yeah, he keeps us alive, man. There's no doubt about it. It's his brainchild. And I'm again enjoying this ride, and we're both looking forward to keeping this going. And the only way it's going to happen, though, is with you guys and your support. And you make life a whole lot easier. And honestly, your questions are really, it's fuel to the fire, especially this week. Kudos to everybody, because it was a lot of activity. I got a lot of private messages. So did Jerry. Mm-hmm. A lot of questions. Guys, that's the lifeblood of the show. We're digging it, and the ideas have been outstanding. So keep it up. Keep it up.
Yeah. So here we go. This week, we have A. Acevedo 03. He says, best LAFC podcast. This is the best podcast to listen to if you're looking to follow LAFC. From the inception of the club to current games, this podcast has been there every step of the way, providing a behind-the-scenes look at what is happening with the club. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. And yeah, we have actually been there from the beginning. It's kind of crazy. We took like a bunch of different breaks in between. But yeah, we're almost at 50 episodes now. And by the way, if you go back and listen, Joseph didn't join me until, geez, what episode was it?
Halfway through, at least.
Yeah, I think
more than halfway through.
A little bit more than half. I think I interviewed you actually when we were talking about Black Army. And then we were talking about it. And I was like, hey, Joe, what do you think, man? How about you join me? I think I need somebody else. And he's like, I mean, if you're willing to do it in the middle of the night, I'll do it.
So. Right. Yeah. If you want odd times and you know, going along the schedule with a 1-year-old, then hey, man, more power to you. Yeah. But no, and you know, you guys know what we've all been going through and working with the club and trying to get things off the ground. Because when it all started, we didn't even have a hole in the ground.
No.
Honestly. It was all ideas. It was Gensler. It was all these random parties and meetings and ideas and just stuff that was up in the air, and we're just grabbing at it and acting like kids in a candy store trying to get stuff for the club to do. And yeah, it was nothing, man. It was an idea. And now we're sitting in the middle of a season. Everything is very real. And we got stuff to talk about, you know. The topics are flying now. It used to be where we had to dig for stuff, look for interviews, and now it flies. Now comes the fun part.
So, talking about that and moving forward, thank you once again to everybody that's listening. But I think we need to talk about this crazy 4-1 game we just witnessed. Man, it was interesting. I know there was actually a few people, believe it or not, that were talking negatively about the game, that felt that maybe we weren't quite the best that we could have been. And I mean, it was 4-1, guys. So imagine where we are when you know, the way that you feel, if you felt that we weren't good this game.
Yeah, it's
like crazy.
And Madridista supporters, right? Like Madrid supporters. Mm-hmm. Oh, we didn't win by enough. Well, come on, man. We still won. Like, honestly, yeah. Orlando put up a fight. They put up a big fight there, and they hung with us for about 25 minutes. They gave their all for that 25 minutes for their new coach, but eventually the talent took over, and eventually things had to level out, and the counters occurred, and we had to do what we had to do. But yeah, I mean, they put the battle in, they gave everything they got, and you saw what happened. They didn't have it, and then our guys took it through. Gosh, we're lucky to have Dio on the team, to be honest.
Yeah, let's just talk about this real quick. So
yeah,
in the 24th minute, we did have a little bit of help. So in the 24th minute, Chris Schuler replaced Jonathan Spector because of an injury. So that was a loss for Orlando. And 3 minutes later, our own number 99, of course, Adama Diomande scores a goal. Right-footed shot from the center of the box to the bottom right corner, assisted by none other then the man, the myth, the legend, the guy who is having a hell of a season, Marc-Anthony Kaye. My goodness.
He looks
good this game.
So I discussed this with a few guys in the North End when they're asking about the lineup. I keep playing, and I said, look, Horta's coming to town. Obviously, they're putting the challenge on Kay that he's the guy with the target on his back. He's the one with the bullseye, and it's his choice. Either he sinks or swims. And if he sinks and Horta takes his job, the only one he'll have to blame is himself, right? Because he won't get the job done. Or he'll do what he's doing, right? He's producing now. He's playing both sides of the ball. Drives some people nuts still with some of the touches he has, but he's effective, and he's proven to be effective. So he's actually going to make the job real hard on Bradley to make this decision. Will it probably happen? Yeah, maybe somebody else loses their spot, and he solidified his. But clearly, I think the target was on his back. The challenge was taken, accepted, and he thrived with it. So I do think that's why Kay is stepping up, is he sees it. And I think everyone in the lineup sees that, man, every job's under threat.
Yeah. Here's the thing, and I think we'll talk a little bit about it more later, but I just don't see Andre Orta sitting on the bench for very long.
No,
he's a DP.
Me either.
He's a DP.
No, he's going to be a star with this team. He's brought in to be a star. I guarantee you know, he'll be heading back to Europe at one point, probably playing for the national team for Portugal. He's somebody that's in their pipeline. So there's no way he's just settling here. Yeah. Definitely we're the springboard for him. So there's no way he's going to sit down. If he does sit down, there'll be teams calling for him to get him on loan.
Yeah. Yeah. And then after that goal, beautiful goal, by the way, in the 27th minute, the 31st minute goal by Mr. Latif Blessing, right-footed shot from very close range to the center of the goal. What an assist by Aaron Kovar, man. Over to the left. Perfectly placed pass.
The power of the Open Cup when you give these guys play time, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, it's everyone is stepping up. I honestly want to be a fly on the wall. See what it's like with the locker room vibe and to see what it's like in training. You can tell they're buzzing, they're communicating, they're working together. Chemistry is legit on this team. And even the role players are taking on playmaker duties as the big shots come back.
Mm-hmm.
It's impressive. It really is. I like Kovar though, cause he's very hard nosed the way he plays. He definitely knows that he's a hammer, not a scalpel. In the way he approaches it, but he's been one heck of a good hammer, and he plays it hard, and opportunities come from the effort. It pays off, so he's doing exactly what he needs to do in his role.
Yeah, 53rd minute, we score another goal. Of course, Mr. Diomande would have had his hat trick if it wasn't for the fact that the referee did use VAR, and it was brought back. So no goal, 53rd minute. And how do you feel about this one? Was that a good call, Joe?
It was confusing to me, to be honest.
Yeah, same here.
I thought it should have stood. I was in the stadium when it, of course, and I was on the far side of the stadium. The goal fell, and I started running to go to the other side for something else I had to take care of. I come back and look, I'm like, hey, why didn't the score change? Didn't we score? And they're like, yeah, VAR. I'm like, oh, great. You know, the one moment where I take my eyes off the game, it gets, you know, I'm like, oh, cool, goal. Gives me a few minutes to make the run. I make the run and, oh, wait, the whole world changed.
Are you confessing that it's your fault that they brought it back, Joe? Because you were gone.
Right, I'm celebrating before it's actually official.
You jerk.
Yeah, what have I done?
I shake my fist at you.
That's what I get. That's what I get for running like a chicken with my head cut off at games.
well, not really your fault. So,
hey, you know what? What did we do though? We still scored more goals.
We scored two more.
We could feel bad about it, or you know, we can just pummel them. I'll take the pummeling. That's fine.
Well, I'm gonna be honest with you. I actually did feel kind of bad. 58 minute goal by Mr. Sasha Kljestan, who I actually love to hate. And hate to love because he's such a good player. I just don't see him working out in OCSC. I think he needs to move somewhere else. I mean,
there was a huge chance he could end up with us.
Yeah.
He was on the radar for sure. And I'm pretty sure. Well, honestly, I mean, our coach actually flew out to New York to see him. So he was a target for the club for a while there. We got outbid by Orlando for him.
Yeah.
That's what it is. He was a legitimate target. How would he even fit in with this team now?
No.
I don't see it. I really don't see how he could contribute to what we already have. I think it would be a poor fit at this stage from what we're going for. Even though, you know, question is, he's a great player in this league. He's a contributor wherever he goes. But I think right now with our team chemistry, it'd be a weird addition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So after that, we had the glorious return of Mr. Carlos Vela, replacing Mark Anthony Kay in the 63rd minute. And then also at the same time, we had Mr. Diego Rossi making his return, because as you guys remember, he's been gone on injury. Yep. I don't think he even was on the bench, right, for either of the two games. He was questionable.
No, he wasn't even dressed. He wasn't even dressed for those games. They were legitimately keeping him out and letting him recover.
Yeah.
And imagine that. You can let Rossi recover while you have guys on World Cup duty. Like, I love the depth. Mm-hmm. And of course, you could see the stark difference between the clubs. They lose a defender, their best defender, and everything falls apart. One guy, and their whole system dies. We lose three or four, and we've got a three or four like that'll step up and at least put the work in. Do we change things a little bit? Yeah, but we still have guys putting the work in. We're still producing. That's the difference when you look at the clubs. That's the depth we have that, honestly, I don't see many in the league that have the same depth we have. Yeah. I could probably count them on one hand.
So one thing that I didn't understand, and again, we're talking about the 63rd minute substitutions. One of the substitutions coming from Orlando City side was Mohamed El Munir replacing Chris Mueller, right? And I don't understand why they didn't just start El Munir. That was really weird to me. I thought for sure, especially he's been doing so great for them, that he would start, and he did not. He came in till the 63rd minute.
Again, new coach. He's got to turn some heads within the squad, and he might. You know, again, a lot of cases with teams struggling like this, there's obviously something going on in the background. They're a much better team than their record indicates. So I think there could be dissension in the ranks, and this could be one of those situations where he knows what he can provide, but other people who are probably talking within their locker room might need the chance to go out there and show what they have or don't have. And so it settles things a bit. To have that happen. That could be what's going on with this, is basically certain players need to be shown that they belong or they don't belong.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, and you know, their season's not over yet. That's the funny thing. Even they've lost 9 in a row. They started really well this season. So they're still in striking distance to maybe sneak into the playoffs. So it's kind of an interesting case for that team. It's not over yet for them.
Yeah. No, I agree. I don't think it is either. But you know what was over? 72nd minute. Their scoring was over. 72nd minute. Yeah. Justin Miram scores a great goal that was also greatly offsides. And VAR brought it back. So we get one taken back. They get one taken back. So that was good. Fair, actually. That was actually a clear offsides.
Yeah, there's no question on that one. No question. That should have been called back. I don't think there's any debate on that one.
Orlando fans are the only ones that don't feel that. But, I mean, it is weird.
Yeah.
And then.
No mercy.
And then. I like saying and then because usually it means a goal is coming. And then 81st minute. Number 2 for Mr. 99, Adama Diomande scores a right-footed shot from very close range to the center of the goal following a corner kick. It was just, man, they looked so happy at that point. It was awesome. It was a great goal. I'm sad Diomande didn't get his second hat trick. That would have been ridiculous.
That would have been insane. Right.
But, you know, 2 minutes later. Oh, by the way, you know how
that bicycle was sick, by the way. I'm just saying.
Yeah, no.
That was a little.
Would you count that as a bicycle kick, though?
Technically, I don't know. It's more like a banana kick, to be honest.
Yeah.
I don't want to really call it the bike. I mean, he's not landing on his head or anything. You're not fully flipping, but he's definitely putting some English on that ball so it would go over his own head and shock some people. But hey, it was an outstanding goal. It was very creative, outright hungry, right? I mean, that's what he's showing, his hunger out there. Mm-hmm. I'm impressed. Are you impressed?
I'm very impressed.
Yeah. I mean, this is the guy that did a double bicycle kick in the Premier League. So we know what he can do. Just saying. Yeah, it's Dio being Dio.
Yeah.
Now I get why he wears the 99.
Oh, yeah. So yeah. He scores that goal 2 minutes later. Oh, we're talking about how Orlando City has lost 9 in a row.
Hmm.
Number 9 scores in the 83rd minute.
Daggers.
Mr. Diego Rossi. Dude, I just love doing these, like, you know, connection things. Diego Rossi comes in and scores a right-footed shot from the center of the box, bottom left corner, assisted by number 7, Latif Blessing. Another great goal, and it was so clean, so smooth, just clinical finish. And, of course, 32-52 goes wild.
Yeah, it's so much fun when we win. Oh, especially, man, when they score on our side. Yeah, okay. It's insanity. I honestly, talking about beer showers... yeah, man, I walked out of that place like I was in a water balloon fight. It was a very swampy situation, you could say. It was,
you walked out of there smelling like Tijuana, is that what you're telling me?
Oh, man, it was like spring break, dude. and you know, skating across the metal area with just beer everywhere. Yeah, no, it was a total party for sure.
I mean, wet ground on that steep of a stadium, like seating, or standing section.
Could be ski jumping pretty soon, right?
Yeah. Serious.
Yeah, no, it was great. It was great. The passion was there.
You heard it here first. X Games coming to Banc of California Stadium.
One more thing to kill our field. No.
They need money, man. LAFC needs money, all right?
They do. They do, no doubt. No doubt about it. Someone's got to pay for the party.
So, 84th minute, Marco Reina comes in, replaces our number 99 to give that guy a break. And, of course, to bring back Reina. Man, like, after a very disappointing World Cup for that Costa Rica side, it was just not good, right? But
No.
He's back home. And he said, it feels good to be back home, because that's what it feels like. He's like, I'm done with Russia. I'm glad I'm not over.
Yeah, he's out of there. He's done. He's moved on. They didn't have the turn half. Honestly, I think everybody expected more out of them in this tournament. Yeah. So at least he gets to start fresh again with this club. But he is walking into a very different situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got to fight for his job.
That's what I was going to say. I don't think he realized that until he probably started seeing what was going on. He's like, unless they've been keeping up with what we're doing in Russia, which I'm sure they did.
I'm sure they are. Yeah. I mean, these guys are pretty close. So I know Vela was dialed in. So, these guys care. You know, the right mindsets are there. And, it's hard. I mean, he was struggling to get a goal in the first place. He was setting up goals, but Dio walks in and he goes, I got this.
Yeah,
it's hard. It's hard for Reina to break back into this. I it's going to be tough.
Man, who would have thought?
Yeah.
Marco Reina on the bench. Like, what the heck is going on? Okay, let's jump into the stuff that does not matter. But oh, my God, this match has some really cool stats. All right. So here we go. Mm-hmm. 19 shots for us, 14 for them. Shots on target, 13. 13, Joseph, out of those 19. 13. Beautiful. This is a crazy one right here. Possession, 63% for LAFC. I think that's the highest possession that we've had this season.
Yeah. That's like a top-end team playing Iceland.
Yeah. Passing accuracy is 89%. We got a B+. In passing accuracy, not bad. Let's see here. Corners, we tied for 4. Offsides, we had 3. They had 5. And one yellow card for us, two for them, no reds. Let's see here. Long ball. Ooh, long ball percentage, 72%. Not bad.
Hitting people from distance.
Oh, yeah. Not being scared.
Let me guess. Who's getting hit from that? Let me see. Blessing, Dio. Yeah. Pretty good. Pretty good targets they hit, guys.
Yo, you know that other thing that really doesn't matter? The Audi Player Index?
Oh, gosh. Here we go. It's kind of like a FIFA score.
Yeah. 1136 was the highest of this game, and that went to Latif Blessing, believe it or not.
Yeah, how's the work rate? It's all about the work rate.
Absolutely. Tyler Miller was number two, and Adama Diomande was third. Mark Anthony Kay was fourth, and Steven Betashore was fifth.
So. He's honestly locked down his spot in the back line.
Beta?
No doubt. Beta.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
a starter now, all the way.
Oh, yeah. I agree with you 100%. Some people might not agree still because they still have high hopes for what should have been of that. How do I put this? Well, you know, I'm talking about Simon and Walker, Zimmerman. I think that those two, they're still kind of finding their place.
The chemistry still isn't completely there yet. No,
and that's mainly from Zimmerman. Like Simon is.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Ooh. Well, I mean, he's had a few where he's not completed challenges and stuff like that. But they're still not. No, you can't always be on. I don't know if it's communication, but there's still something shaky with that. But, you know, the right back position seems pretty darn solid now.
Mm-hmm.
He's steady back there. Beta's steady. Left is still up for debate, but I'm liking what I'm seeing so far.
So, okay. So let's talk about that a little bit. What are you seeing for the left? Because I agree with you. Beta, for sure. Then we have Simon Zimmerman in the middle. I think that's set.
Mm-hmm.
Man, who are we looking at on the left? I don't even want to try to guess what you're thinking. I'm scared.
No, I like what we did last game.
Okay.
It's fine by me. Okay. Yeah.
Well,
we look fine. Honestly, I think that was what we had out there for the back line was fine. I think it should stay that way for a bit. Give these guys some stability at this point with what they've got.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we looked strong against Orlando City. Whoever said that we didn't do good, you have really high expectations. It's tough, man, because I really like Jordan Harvey, but at the same time, I feel like he's not going to always be there. And so we need to get somebody in there that's just going to build that chemistry with Beta, Simon, and Zimmerman, right?
Yeah, well, I think Harvey is today and Moutinho is supposed to be tomorrow.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I think that's the plan, is Harvey is your today left back and Moutinho is your tomorrow left back. I firmly think that's probably the right thing to do. Harvey, offensively, no, he's not going to go crazy and score goals and make big overlaps. He's not at that point in his career anymore. But what he is going to do is shut stuff down. And every time we've had problems on the left or he hasn't been the starter, he comes in and things settle. Hmm. He's steady. He holds his job. He's very good about that. He's good about the communications. He also he gives some sandpaper to the team that we honestly don't have enough of. Like I've mentioned before, he isn't like afraid to put a boot in. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you kind of need that. Because you're not going to get that from Moutinho at all. He's not going to do it. He's not physical enough. He's not old. Honestly, he's not big enough for it yet. He's still growing, you could say. Harvey doesn't care. He's going in. Just like Phil Hopper's willing to get chippy at times. I do think Harvey, he provides a steady influence. The other good reason to have him in there is he's another guy that can talk to Zimmerman and try to keep his head on straight. Because yeah, Zimmerman, I love Zimmerman. I love the physicality that he brings. I love the size, of course. Guy can play, man, but he has his moments, and it's an experience for sure. Also, he lost some time due to injury last year. So he's still, still shaking off some rust because of that. But to have those experienced guys around him, and come on, Beta's experience too. Like, let's be honest. for Zimmerman, he's got three leaders around him. So I think that would work. We just need to see that lineup stable from game in, game out, multiple games. And I think you'll see a lot of improvement.
Cool. I like that. And you know what? That was almost 30 minutes already of us talking. And that's just getting
one game
through one game that already passed. So I think what we're going to have to do just from seeing this, and we're going to keep going for a few more minutes, but I think we're going to have to break this into two episodes. So you guys are going to get two episodes. If you're still listening right now to this one, guess what? There's probably going to be another one coming tomorrow. So as you're listening to this, if it's on, on a Friday, then you're probably going to have another one to listen to Friday night or Saturday morning, just so you know, because it's just a lot. It's a,
there's
lot
of games.
Talk about.
There's a lot coming up.
We have to cover two games, Joseph.
Two matches. Yep.
Against one team.
Yeah. And honestly, the hottest team in the league outside of us.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I can't wait to talk about Armenteros. I really can't.
Feels like a heavyweight fight.
My God. Number 99 against number 99. So, here we go. Let's keep going. I think that's going to do it for Orlando, right? Is there anything else that you want to add for that game? Because
I will say this.
Understanding that. Go.
Look at the lineup. Look at the system of play, the formation that they're playing, that 4-3-3. And imagine inserting Huerta into that. Imagine inserting Vela into that and Dio at the same time and Blessing and see where they all fall. It's pretty cool. Our top six. With that lineup, it's a show.
Jeez, man. Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah. Which we'll mention for Portland now, because I think the show begins.
Seriously. okay, so here's what we're going to have to do, is we're going to cover a couple more things, a little bit of news, and I think for the next episode, what we're going to do is cover the two Portland games as well as answer questions. So we have information that we still have to give to you guys that we haven't gone through. So that's what we're going to do for the rest of this show. If you guys want to check out the next one, that will have the Portland, and also we'll be answering some of your guys' questions. So, all right, here we go. You ready?
Let's do it.
My God. All right. As the king arrives to Los Angeles, the Pharaoh departs. My gosh.
Yeah.
Goodbye, Mr. Omar Gabber. It's been great knowing you. He is off to Pyramids FC, for those of you that didn't hear the news. How'd you like that, by the way? I was really excited about saying that, because...
Flow, sir. Good flow, man. So Pyramid FC, by the way, check out their logo and check out their uniforms. I seriously want to get a bear one.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
It's cool. It's cool.
Yeah.
I dig it. Yeah. And their presentation of players, we have a cap tilt. Yeah. They put the whole Pharaoh headpiece, like, they draw it out on the opening pictures. It's pretty cool. And their coach is La Volpe.
What? Antonio La Volpe?
I check it out.
No
way,
dude.
It kind of threw it. Yeah. That's as weird as Chelly's coaching Vegas, man.
Well, no, I can see Chile's coach in Vegas.
Dude, I'm telling you, I was like, I saw the picture. I'm like, what? No. Yeah, I did some research on the Pharaohs.
Oh, this is a new club.
Yeah. It's one of, it's like the youngest club in the league.
It says established 2018, man.
Yeah. Oh, no, they're
a new club.
No, I think it was 2009.
This is Pyramids FC, established 2018 on the crest.
Dang.
Which, by the way, that is awesome.
It's a cool crest. I like the vibe of that team. The colors are cool, different. La Volpe will be interesting there. Now, Gabber, the reasons this occurred, guys, honestly, we didn't want him to go. I don't think anybody wanted him to go. We want him to stay, right? He's a good influence on the team, infectious smile, right? He's got the right mindset. Of course, he wasn't healthy for a lot of it, and we lost some national team duty, but he was a part of the plans. From what I understood, it was family reasons, personal reasons why he needed to go back home. And so Bazell was involved as well in this because they're still part of his contract. But yeah, from what I understood, it's personal reasons. I don't even want to go into specifics or even know them all, but clearly the request was from the player to go home. Yeah. So we're going to miss him. We wish him nothing but the best. I think all of us are probably going to be checking in on him from time to time because he is one of our originals. And we thank him for his service to the club.
Guess what? I think I have an Egyptian league team now.
Right?
Oh, yeah. A bunch of people were like, wait, there's a club called Pyramids? I'm so...
Right? Right? It's just, yeah. Yeah. It's I can pronounce this team. I can pronounce the name of this team and they play in Egypt. Okay, I'll play along.
Stay tuned. Let's see. Wow, their website is totally, totally made on Squarespace. Shout out Squarespace.
Are we getting another sponsorship?
What? Yeah, sponsored by Squarespace. I wish. That'd be cool.
We could use it. I ain't gonna lie. It wouldn't hurt us, right?
No, it wouldn't.
No.
Oh, those jerseys. No freaking way, dude. Ricardo La Volpe.
Told you.
What in the world?
Dude, I didn't even notice. What city are they playing in?
It says advisor, by the way. Does that mean coach?
That's a technical director.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's like their John Thorrington, dude.
Dude, what the heck? Dude, the crest is actually really sweet. I love the jerseys.
Yeah.
The Kappa. Oh, yeah. I'm in. That's my new club right there. Let's see. It doesn't say where they play. Sorry, guys. We weren't prepared, apparently.
Well, not for Pharaohs. I mean, come on. it was me at work and, you know, at lunch break going, hey, let's check out who these guys are. And again, nothing but the best for Gabert. I hope things are okay for him.
Yeah.
You know, ultimately, big picture. All right. And yeah, definitely we'll follow, see how he's doing.
Okay.
But on our end, we got to move forward. Again, we're thankful for what he brought to us. But as, again, like you said, as a pharaoh leaves, a king enters the fray. And honestly, a prince does as well in Andre Horta.
Oh, snap. You just did that.
I had to do it. Had to
That's
do
awesome.
It.
That's awesome. Yeah. So if you've been under a rock, I don't actually watch basketball, and I know that the king has arrived. Like, that's all I'm going to say about that.
Okay.
Regardless of how you feel. All right. Sorry.
He gets to lose the Golden State just in different colors.
Oh, you did that too. Oh,
I had to have. Dude, I'm not I'll be the first to tell you this, guys. I'm not really big on basketball. But banter's always fun. So
you gotta love it, man.
Yeah, and honestly, if you're talking about, you know, clubs and being intertwined, we're completely intertwined with Golden State. Just saying. It is what it is.
All right. So let's see. What else do we need to talk about? Oh, that's right. Hey. Andre Horta is available now.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, the nightmare lineup begins. Top six. Think of the top six, guys. So, I mean, just throw this out there. Blessing, Diomande, and Vela up top. Just throw that out there. Then you got Rossi, Horta, and Atuesta. Like, that's your top six. Those are your creative players right there.
Yeah. It's going to be.
And then you have the experience of Fjellhaber and Wynn that could interchange into that lineup. Oh, what a war to get a starting. And then you have Kay. Like, okay, who the man? This is pretty crazy stuff.
Dude, I'm telling you, I don't think I don't trust. I trust every single person that's in this club right now.
Right. Yeah.
To be on the first team. Like, honestly.
How the heck are you going to... Oh, man. Poor Bob.
Povar? Who else is there? Djokovic? Dude. Like...
He's still there, right? You know, he's still holding the middle.
Hold on. my computer decided to start playing all this audio right now. Sorry to those that are listening. Joseph, I don't think you could hear that, but
I can't hear it, thankfully, because my stuff's low tech.
Yeah, this thing started playing audio right now. Sorry, guys. Already failing.
Hey, see, but that's what the locker room's going to be like, because everyone wants to play, man. Chirp, chirp, chirp. Here it comes.
Yeah.
Make them all happy.
Oh,
yep.
Man.
Now, again, how do you figure this one out? I just know it's going to be a lot of fun to see, right?
Yeah.
I was just thinking that three man, like if they really go three up top and have Vela on, you know, I figured Dio in the middle. I would put Vela out right so he could cut back, and Blessing out left.
Hmm.
That's pretty fun, man. The other crazy thought is to maybe go three in the back if we're willing to get that brave.
Okay.
We might have to with the lineup, but I still like my four in the back. I'm very traditionalist when it comes to back lines, and it should be four. That's me. But yeah, I love the problem, and I love the complicated lineup that we're going to have every week and how we can actually match up. And whoever gets subbed in, it's just going to be hard getting subbed into a game.
Yeah. No, absolutely a good problem to have. Let's talk about something else that's really interesting. So on the 11th of July, which was yesterday, LAFC tweeted something out that I was like, oh my God. Since MLS introduced draws in 2000, because if you didn't know that there wasn't any draws before 2000, you need to go back and see why. No expansion team has been better through 18 matches than LAFC. Are you ready for the points? 34.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Compared to second place, which is Sounders at 29. Dude.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. We're almost two full games over them. We're yep. One game and two ties. That's the way I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
Craziness. And also really interesting because, hey, do you guys remember, even though they are kind of the sweethearts still of the league, and of course I'm talking about Atlanta, we're outperforming them by a lot.
Yep. Let them be the sweethearts.
Yeah.
We'll just take the victories, and mm-hmm. we'll catch them.
Oh, yeah.
With this lineup, it's not the same animal, right? What got, you know, when we got our butts kicked over there, this isn't the same lineup anymore. This isn't the same thing. This isn't the same team. Because the other guy they forgot to mention is Buba.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. Congrats, dude. So check this out, right? Jeez. We're talking about Buba and Miller struggling. And then what does Miller do? He puts in man of the match performance. Like, dude, you're the man, Tyler. You're the man. Yeah.
He listened.
We're eating crow on this one, man.
He must have listened to the podcast. That's what people were saying.
Nah, he's resilient. Another he put in man of the match performance. So hey, Buba, if you thought it was going to be easy getting into this lineup, guess what? Miller's ready. So we got a great competition for that now.
No, look, listen, Miller is going to take the spot of the Honduras national team goalie. Is that what you're telling me right now?
Well, it's going to be a fight. If I know anything about Zach Abdel, nobody gets handed anything.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got to earn it or Miller's got to lose it. It's just that simple. Miller's been holding it down for us. Best start for an expansion team, I'll say it, ever. Numbers are there to support that. You're going to go after Miller now? Like, yeah, we know he could be better. Oh, he's had a lot of mistakes. But what he did against Orlando, has he not earned the right to play against Portland this weekend?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, he has. If he shines, he's earned the next match, right?
Yep.
And if he shines in that match, you know what's next.
Oh, man, that's right.
Pressure's on him. If mm-hmm. he performs, he stays. If he doesn't perform, yeah, they'll make the move.
So let's talk about the fact that, yes, he did make, actually, he made the bench of the team of the week. Who else was on that team of the week?
Kay made it, didn't he?
Uh-huh.
And Dio, right? I think that's it, right?
I'm trying to pull it up right now as I'm talking to you. I don't know where the heck it is. Hold on.
Yeah, that should be the group.
Where are you at? Where are you at?
By the way, I have to laugh because Dio got what? Player of the month? Right?
Yes.
Okay. The we EA Sports about that yet? I don't think we have. So Dio gets Player of the Month, sponsored by EA Sports, of which you can't even find Dio on the darn game.
We'll be there next year.
Just a thought. Mm-hmm. Just a thought.
Oh, it's not on here. Hold on. What the heck?
I'm pretty confident it was K, Dio, and Miller got second team.
Yeah. But yeah. Let me just. Mm-hmm. By the way, while I'm doing this, congratulations. Finally, after a bajillion years to DC United, they have their new stadium. Not as anywhere close to as pretty as ours, but hey, we also got an all new EPL retired player as well, who's going to come over and probably not do much but sell tickets. So good job. I'm sorry, dude. I don't know.
Football isn't coming home, but retired players are coming to America.
Oh. Yeah, that's bad.
Not dude, he's gonna be checking out the greatest food stands in all the land.
Mm-hmm.
Family in tow. I wish him well. I will say this about their stadium. Kudos to them for actually putting the name of the club on their seats. It's a nice touch.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, it looks cool. Yeah.
A nice touch. I think that's a good move. It makes it yours, you know. I hope to get out there at one point to see it. Hopefully they'll be a little more competitive and maybe Maddox will be playing in the USL. Just saying.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I know it's in here somewhere, man. Okay. Here's another really cool thing that I just found. On LAFC's bench on Saturday's 4-1 win, really quick, we had two designated players on the bench. We had two World Cup participants. We had two top three super draft picks. And we had one national team captain on the bench.
My goodness.
All right.
And all of them were callers.
Yeah. Hey, I found it. Sweet.
All right.
Okay. Diomande, Marc-Anthony Kay, and of course, Miller on the bench. Here's the interesting thing. Okay. We're going to be facing the Audi Player Index player of the week, which is Armenteros. We'll talk about him on the upcoming episode. Samuel Armenteros, fantastic, right next to Diomande. And also Valeri, right next to Kay. Diego Valeri, just obviously the MLS legend at this point, you know.
Perennial MLS, big shot. Yes. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, no. He's like the beast in the West, and then you've got what's his name in Columbus that seems to always be on the top of the list.
Oh, Higuain?
Yeah, those two seem to be your consistent performers week in and week out, and they're always around.
Mm-hmm.
They're constants. They don't drop off unless they're well injured. Guess what? Valeri's super healthy, guys, so definitely he's on his way, and we're gonna have our hands full with him. But what else, man? We have a deeper squad than Portland has. We really do.
Yeah, we do.
So I know we're gonna get in that in the next podcast, but I'm already raring to go.
Cool. So I just wanted to say also that I think the only reason that Miller did not make goalie of the week and was on the bench instead was because Stefan Fry just had a great, great game.
Yeah, he played one of like the game of his life.
Yeah.
Honestly, he earned
it. That's really the only reason.
Yeah.
So, shout out to Mr. Miller. It was a great showing. Definitely shut some people up. As long as it keeps doing that, I think Bradley's going to have a hell of a time putting in Bubba Lopez for him. That's just...
Yeah.
A lot of people are going to... He's going to get some, some people upset if he does that. So...
Dude, if he does his job, he keeps his job. That's simple, right? That's the life of a goalkeeper. You're a starter until you either make a really bad mistake or you get hurt. They have to fight your way back. Doesn't matter who you are. If you get hurt, there's no automatics back. Unless, you know, you're coached by Yogi Löw and Germany and doesn't even care if you play in a league game all year. But that's them. In the real world, in the normal world, you got to earn it back. You don't just get it back right away.
Correct. All right, guys. I think this is going to do it for this episode because guess what? We have a lot more to talk about. So we're going to cut it short here. Short. Yeah. Yeah. Not short.
Not enough. Short.
My goodness.
Yeah.
It's been a crazy week, a very good week. And guess what? You guys get some extra stuff, extra material.
Bonus time. Yeah, bonus. For sure.
And we have to jump right into it. Again, transfer window is open. Andre Orta is available for selection this Sunday. It's going to be a hell of a game. Let's go ahead and just start talking about it. So we'll see you guys on the next episode, all right? Thanks for listening.
No doubt.
For Mr. Joseph Sacker, I am Jerry Jimenez, and you've been listening to the Heart of LAFC podcast. Stay golden.